Lisa Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our daily podcast is titled Fired Up. And once again, I'm definitely fired up as I bring the best lady in sports media right now, Nicole Monique of That's What She Says Sports. If you haven't heard her, why she's the best, then listen to That's What She Says Sports. A special shout out to your co-host, Big. I'm not going to do the sound effects, but go ahead, Nicole. Talk about Nicole for once.
BG.
BG, yeah. Or, hey, what, blah, blah, I don't even know how he does it. Anyways, That's What She Says Sports. We're on here discussing college football, the NCAA. And boy, boy, this week, number one goes down. Number two goes down. Our Michigan Wolverines non-existent in the top 25. Now, after this week, who's your number one, two, three, four? Who's in the playoff system in your eyes?
I don't know, and I'll be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be funny, but first, let me just hope everybody – I just hope everybody in the States had a fabulous Thanksgiving, Joe. Just got to give a shout-out to that. And you're right. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, this past Saturday was basically Rivalry Saturday. So, you know, if you have siblings, that we all know what a good old-fashioned rivalry means, but – it was the weirdest week, like you said. Bama went down. Miami went down. And then you start scratching your head on some of the other teams. And I know everybody wants to push Oklahoma in. And then you think Wisconsin is beating them at the door. And then it's like, well, what about TCU? And then for whatever reason, people are still hoping Ohio State gets squeezed in. The bottom line is, Wisconsin has to be in the Final Four. And I know everybody says, look at the strength of schedule. But it just amazes me, Joe, that when a Big Ten school can have an undefeated season that they're not even looked at, but an SEC school can lose one, possibly two games, and people still feel like they should get in. And that's honestly really pisses me off. So let's just stop it, folks. If you're undefeated, you're undefeated. Give Wisconsin the bid. You screwed Penn State last year. Don't screw over Wisconsin. So if anything, I definitely want them in there. But to talk about Bama, let me just put it out there, Joe. I told everybody on my own show, again, shout out to That's What She Said Sports, that Auburn was a track game. They beat Georgia. I knew they were going to beat Bama. Bama looked like a deer in a headlights by third quarter. They didn't know what was going on. Auburn was playing fast and physical, and Bama just couldn't catch up. And I told everybody Bama was going to lose. Bama will never lose. Well, not only did they lose, Joe, but they wanted to be in the SEC championship. Guess who's going to be there? Georgia and Auburn. And that game is going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, let's look at, you know, you mentioned Bama, and let's look at Clemson and all these teams.
Yes.
Now, this week is the last week, per se, of college football, a lot of championship games. And you mentioned, you know, number two, or I'm going to go by last week's rankings. Number two, Miami was supposed to take on number three, Clemson. You mentioned Wisconsin, Ohio State. Now, let me ask you this. If Ohio State, which you hate, beats Wisconsin, is Ohio State, right now, last week, they were number nine. Do they jump into number four?
No, you can't jump like that. What are they playing, checkers? No, you cannot do that. You can't go from nine to four. You still got to look at who beat them. You got to look at the strength of the schedule. Now, if they beat Wisconsin, I mean, that'll just be yay for them. They win the Big Ten championship, and that may hurt Wisconsin. But are we forgetting Oklahoma? Are we forgetting TCU? You can't just – I mean, hell, are we forgetting Georgia? There's no way Ohio State should just pass all those people. I mean, Urban Meyer is good, but damn, he ain't that good just to be jumping folks like that. So if they beat Wisconsin, goody for them, but they should not get a playoff bid.
All right.
And as you can tell, I'm still a little pissed by the Michigan over Ohio State.
That's why I picked the game. So now let me ask you this. The MVP, the Heisman Trophy, right now, as of the last week of the season, is yet to be played. Who do you give it to?
I'm giving it to Lamar Jackson. And I know people will say, he just won it. But let me tell you something. This boy proves time and time again every week why I should be it. And also, too, Baker Mayfield has pissed me off. And it's also pissed me off, too, that the media has given him a pass because the last game he had the nerve to grab his crotch and make all these obscene gestures. And you know what I heard? Oh, well, he's only 20. please. When I know a lot of people at that age do not do that. He's obnoxious, and people should take into character, because you can best believe if that's been Saquon Barkley or Lamar Jackson grabbing their nuts on national TV, everybody would have a field day. They'd still be talking about it. So you know what, Baker Mayfield? You need to calm down. You need to grow up. You're not getting the Heisman. You should not get it. And let's get to Lamar Jackson. I know he got into a little scuffle with Jordan Jones from Kentucky over the weekend, but you know what? They keep taking his kindness for a weakness, and what Lamar Jackson is he ain't no punk. So that's why you get him in front of his face. He's going to fight you, and he proved it by killing Kentucky over the weekend. So I just say, let's give him the Heisman again, because that boy's going to the pros, and I cannot wait.
And I know Rory Mitchell would hate you for that, because Rory Mitchell is big on Baker Mayfield. Now, let's talk about –
And Rory Mitchell – I'm going to put him up. I'm sorry.
That's right. All right. I will referee that match, by the way. Or maybe
put us in the octagon,
referee,
Joe. Put us in the
myself
octagon.
And your partner, BG, there. But let's talk about since we're heading into last week of college football with Nicole Monique, if that's what she says, sports, check it out on barnburner.ca. Let's talk about what surprises and upsets before in August. When we talked in August, okay, Alabama and all this stuff. But
yeah,
what is the, let's say, two or three surprises and two or three disappointments?
Very surprised that Wisconsin has gone this long undefeated. Very proud of them, though, because they've carried the Big Ten. And I feel like they're kind of the redheaded stepkids and people aren't paying attention to them. But don't sleep on Wisconsin. So that's been a pleasant surprise. Also surprised as far as how far Miami got. I put them on the surprise and also the disappointment list because they got it there. It was the playoffs was theirs, Joe. But then they lost to Pittsburgh. They took their eye off the prize. So, you know, I don't know if people could say, especially here in Georgia, that's a Mark Richt thing or not. So that was a surprise and a disappointment. Also pleasantly surprised as far as, you know, looking at just what Michigan had did. But then they're on the disappointment list. Because at the end of the day, I love me some Mr. Khakis. You know how I feel about Jim Harbaugh. But we don't have a star. And that's the disappointment. That's the disappointing thing about Michigan. We don't have that player that gets you excited. Granted, the defense is kicking butt, but we lost to Michigan State and we lost to Ohio State. And that just puts it as another failed season in my book. I'd say another pleasant surprise, Penn State representing Coach James Franklin taking, you know, kind of, Penn State, who had been, you know, they'd gone through a lot with Joe Paterno, and, you know, everybody knows about the case, and everybody had written them off, and he revamped this team, and they start looking like the old Penn State. So that was a wonderful, pleasant surprise, so I love that. Another big disappointment, Tennessee. Not only did they fall, they fell hard, which resulted in their coach, Butch Jones, getting the boot, and honestly, he should have got the boot earlier in the season. So that was really sad. And I'd say another, just a personal disappointment for me to see that Kevin Sumlin, the coach of Texas A&M, is getting fired. You know, I'm a firm believer, Joe. Coaches need at least five good seasons. And I know college football is a business and people want everything like your rice instant. But, you know, you got to give them time because they need so much. They need a couple seasons to get out that old recruiting class and then a couple seasons to get in the new recruiting class. But in the meantime, you know, trying to get all the ingredients. And I felt like Texas A&M didn't give him enough time. And so that was really sad, but I understand it's a business and coaches have to go. Look in Nebraska getting the boot. You could UCLA getting the boot. Definitely surprised that Chip Kelly is going to UCLA, but I'm not surprised that he's staying in college. I don't think Chip has what it takes to be in the NFL. So I think those are probably some of the highlights from the beginning of the season that I'm seeing now. But I'd say my biggest surprise is really just not knowing who's the Final Four, Joe, because there's so many different variables. And I think everybody is looking to see what's going to happen with the SEC championship, what's going to happen with the Big Ten championship. You know, can Miami still get in, even though it was Pittsburgh and it was late? I mean, there's so many different scenarios. It's crazy. It's almost like politics when it comes to this. So I just say, if anything, this has been an awesome college football season like it has been. But I just want the playoff committee to get it right and stop pissing me off every year. You guys are starting to look like the old BCS.
All right, now I have a question here. Nicole Monique, that's what she said, sports. This is why she's the best lady sports media person in the world right now. But, Nicole, if they don't take my word for it, you were featured in an Atlanta magazine recently, right?
Yeah, I was. And it was awesome highlights. They highlighted the show. You got to talk about my background. Got to talk about BG, how I got started. Got to talk about some, you know, some kind of memorable moments. You know, I've been on CNN twice. I've had the honor to be on ESPN3. So those are kind of some moments. I worked with the Special Olympics. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, shout out to the magazine Voyage ATL for having me on.
And you know what? I'm going to call up BG here. The college football is near the end. We got to have him on to preview the bowl season coming up in a few weeks. And we're going to have a turkey off, like who can eat more turkey, myself or BG. And these noises that are going to come off from the turkey off, it will be classic, right? BG's noises,
right.
Noises, you know, like you gotta be the judge of that. But no, seriously,
well,
there's gonna be
a lot of singing involved. We like music in our show,
Well, boys to men, you know, I'll be on bended knee. Come on, he's got nothing on me and boys to men. Can he sing boys to men?
Right.
Next week, check it out. Do me a favor. I'll play this for him. Next week, I want to hear Boys to Men on That's What She Said Sports by BG, all right?
Oh,
play
God.
It for him and all
okay.
that.
I'll let him
that,
know.
That's Nicole Monique of That's What She Said Sports with her co-host, the BG, and That's What She Said Sports can be heard weekly on barnburner.ca. Tell them how they could get a hold of you, Nicole.
Yeah, folks, definitely follow me on Twitter at TWSSports. Like us on Facebook at That's What She Said Sports. Hit us up on Instagram at She Said Sports. And you can also go to our website, twssports.com. And, you know, we have a lot of love for all of our fans out there at barnburner.ca. So thanks, Joe, again for having me on. And big things to come. 2018, very excited about next year.
You know, well, we just have to wait one more month for this year. And I actually got a few emails about you. So I'm going to read one from Kevin Sierman. One is from Eric DeMont. They want to know, what does Nicole Monique, That's What She Said Sports head anchor, want for Christmas?
Oh, gosh. You know what? That's a good question.
I like putting you on the
funny.
Spot,
husband,
by the way.
I know,
like
because my husband
spot,
has just so. Recently asked me that. And it's like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, you know what? Exercise equipment. That would be good. A new treadmill. Let's put it like that. That'd be awesome. Oh, and also, you know what I want for Christmas? A new quarterback for Michigan. That would be good. Yeah.
All right. See, this is what Nicole wants. You know what I want? More money. Money,
what?
Money, 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 money. Right? And you know, if I ask
BG, that's a given. I want that for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, Hanukkah. I want that all the time.
And if I ask that of BG, what would he say? He would say the money or whatever he says, right?
He would sing it. No,
he would sing it, right?
He would say money, 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 money.
Yeah, that's right.
Money.
Shane McMahon,
yeah.
There. But that's it. That's Nicole Monique of That's What She Said Sports. Nicole will be back here previewing the bowl, college bowl season, and check her out.
Yes.
Again, how do people get a hold of you, Nicole?
Biggest, follow me on Twitter, TWSS Sports. We always have a great time. And like I said, like us on Facebook, Instagram, She Said Sports, and as always, barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Thanks, Joe.